Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 5. I am so glad that you are here joining me on the Create a Life You Love podcast. So today, as promised in episode 3, we are going to look at ways to avoid being a slave to your inbox. Okay, emails are going crazy right now. We are getting inundated with so much information from so many sources, and it can be very overwhelming. And so I'm finding for myself that I really need to get back to basic and be very disciplined and intentional with my time. So I wanted to share a few tips so that you could do the same. Let's get started. Okay, so tip number 1, I want you to think about the roles and responsibilities of your particular job role, because what you do is probably very different than what I do, and so the needs are going to be different as well. So anything I share is what works for me in my current job role. Adapt it to fit your needs. So tip 1 is to schedule email checking into your routine. What does that look like for me? Well, I like to, when I first get started with my workday, look through my emails, answer any emergent emails, and then I turn it off. We'll get more into that in step 2. Then after lunch, kind of that mid-afternoon, I'm not at my peak performance, most productive time frame. So that's really when I do the bulk of my emails. And then towards the end of the day, when I'm kind of wrapping up and planning out what are my action items for the following day, I check it again. So I'm able to just check 3 different times a day. Now, if you in the past have constantly been on your emails and are constantly responding pretty much immediately, and you go to a dramatic shift to where you are no longer available in that capacity anymore, you may want to communicate that with some key players like your direct supervisor or your boss. If you are a supervisor or boss, you may want to model this for your employees so that they are effective and efficient during their work time and can focus on their other job roles and responsibilities throughout their day, other than just constantly on the hamster wheel of emails and getting nothing actually done. Okay, so you figured out when you're going to check your emails and how you're going to set that up. Like I said, the morning one, really, it's not a big lengthy time. It's just checking, making sure there's nothing immediate I need to do. It's that afternoon time, that mid-afternoon that I really dive in and spend some time in the emails. Other than that, it's really just checking and seeing if there's emergent stuff. So, tip 2 is to turn off your notifications. So that may look like you actually closing that tab on your browser. It may look like putting your phone on Do Not Disturb and flipping it upside down, or putting it in a bag, or putting it in a drawer. Every time something goes off, some type of notification, whether it's email, text, phone, something, Facebook, you know, whatever it is, it pulls your attention and your focus from your task at hand. So I encourage you to decide what is the task that you are focusing on, what is the most important one thing that you need to get done in this time frame, set a deadline, focus on it, get it done, do it well, and then you can check other things. Every time you lose focus, you may think, oh, I just glanced at it for half a second. Your brain loves to problem solve and answer questions. So you only saw who sent you the email, and then you went back to quote unquote focusing on your task at hand. But meanwhile, your brain is spinning. What did they want? Oh, they probably are asking about this. Oh, I could get that to them really quick. It would just take a minute. Now your attention is divided and you can't be 100% on the task that you are trying to get done. So turn off those notifications when it is not time to be checking your email. Tip 3, When it is time to be checking your email, have some sort of filing system, some way to categorize your emails. You could use folders or labels, whatever email system that you're using. Find a way to differentiate, okay, these are my action items. I need to take action at some point on these in the near future versus, okay, these I can't really do anything with until I get some type of response or follow-up versus another area that's more like, okay, this is more for reference. I need to refer back to this email until this task is done. If you have multiple tasks that you're working on, maybe your different tasks are divided into different folders. Tip 4 is to use an email template. So what does that mean? If you find yourself kind of rewriting the same email over and over again, find one you like, copy paste it into a Word document and save it on your desktop or a Google Drive and save it as a favorite. Every time you have to use a similar response, copy paste that into your email and then adjust it to fit the needs of that person. But don't reinvent the wheel every time if it's something you have to respond to frequently. And tip 5, if you find yourself just deleting email after email from the same type of person, like maybe at some point you got on an email list of a company and it was relevant and now it's not so relevant anymore, do yourself a favor, scroll down to the bottom, hit unsubscribe. It's way better to unsubscribe once and do that extra step than to hit delete 100 more times in the next 100 emails that you get sent. You can also set up spam filters so that your inbox automatically just filters them out for you. Okay, those were 5 super easy ways to help protect your time, put you back in charge, empower you to pick when are you focusing on emails, and then that way, when it's not that time, you can focus on the other roles and responsibilities that you are in charge of. If you have not yet, jump on over to Facebook and join the free Facebook group, Create a Life You Love Community, and tell me what your favorite tip or a way that you like to avoid being a slave to your inbox. What tips do you have? Maybe it will be featured in a future episode. You never know. Also in that community, I regularly connect with people on Facebook Live and do little mini chats, almost like interview style, and learn tips and tricks from them. Right now, we're really focusing on how to thrive, not just survive during the time of COVID, but then it's going to shift back as we return to normal, because this too shall pass, into how they are creating a life they love. That audio will eventually be repurposed here onto the podcast for the longer episodes that get released on Thursday. But there are free prizes for people who join us live, and then you get to interact with the person and ask them questions as well. So highly encourage you to go check it out. It's free. Facebook group, Create a Life You Love Community. I will see you there. Thanks so much for joining me today. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.